Unit 5.
元音
O. A.
辅音
S. V.
超音段特征语调一
Part 1. Diagnosis.
诊断
Case 1.
错例一江
Road.
误读成 road.
Case 2.
错例二
No, I'm not.
中
Not.
误发成
Not. Case 3.
错例三混淆和的发音
Hive. 5. Case 4.
错例四
TV.
常被误读成 TV.
V. W.
Fest. West.
Vow.Wow.
Vague. Wage.
Very. Wary. Case 5.
错例五过多的使用降调。
Are you satisfied? Will you take off your hat, please? Case 6.
错例六过多的使用升调。
He bought a sofa.
Your plane leaves at 9 in the morning, doesn't it?
He is fond of table tennis, basketball, and football. Case 7.
错例七把调和置于声调群的最后一个重读音节上。
I heard them speaking to each other. Case 8.
错例八用相等的音高念声调群里面的每个重读音节。
The traveler sat down in the motel near the beach. Part 2. Presentation and practice.
讲解与练习。O 的读法发音要领。O 是个双元音先发 A, 然后向 O 滑动。但合口双元音 O 中第一个音 A 的舌位略高于单元音 A 的舌位接近第十一号元音 A 的舌位。而第二个音不到后元音 o 的舌位 o 的发音就已完成。发 o 音时，舌位由低到高，牙床由接近半合到略小于半合，由大到小，唇形由扁平到略圆。看口腔图，跟读元音 o
o
o
o
o。英语字母表的第十五个字母 O 的名称读的就是这个音，跟读含有 O 的字母 O。
O.
O. O 的练习：一、根据读音规则朗读下面的 rhyme。
Look in the boat. It is a goat with a coat writing a note.
二、跟读下列句子，圈出含有 O 音的单词。
What does your sister Rose look like, Joan?
She's got a round face and golden hair.
Yes.
She has a noble Roman nose.
Go on, please.
Rose is older than she looks.
三，跟读下列 rhyme 和句子，圈出含有 O 音的单词。
One. This is my boat. See how I row. Row, row.That's how I row. Sit in my boat, and over we'll go. Row, row, over we go.
2. I hope so.
3. No smoking.
4. You have to do it alone.
5. Oh, I didn't know that.
6. All roads lead to Rome.
7. Joe shows Joan his roses.
8.Oh no, it's not my photo.
9. Man proposes, God disposes.
10. Don't throw stones at the goat.
11. There is no smoke without fire.
12. A rolling stone gathers no moss.
13. We found a hole in the boat, and the boat was going down slowly.
4.拼读下列音标
O Po Pope
ope, bow, boat.
Obe, toe, toad.
Oat, dough, coat.
Ode, go, goat.
Oak, foe, vote.
O 的读法，发音要领。O 是个短元音，发 O 时舌尖离开下齿，舌后向软腭微微抬起，口腔几乎全开，唇打开略圆。看口腔图，跟读元音 O。
啊
啊
啊
啊啊的练习一，根据读音规则朗读下面的 rhyme。
Bob tied a knot. It looks like a knot, but it is not a knot. Don't lose heart. Try to tie another knot.
二，跟读下面一段对话，圈出含有 a 音的单词。
What time is it by your watch, John? I haven't got my watch.
Sorry, my watch has stopped.
Oh, listen. I hear the clock is striking. But where is the clock?
It's on the wall behind the door.
三，跟读下列 rhyme 和句子，圈出含有 a 音的单词。
One, sing, sing a song. Sing out loud, sing out strong.Sing of good things, not bad. Sing of happy, not sad.
2. There are lots of stockings, but not any socks in this shop.
3. A little pot is soon hot.
4. Lots and lots of clocks and watches are on sale in the shops.
5. Smoke and fog make smog.
6. I want a lot of water.To wash the tablecloth.
7. Bob and Hob can sing lots of pop songs.
8. Mr. Fox was robbed off his watch at the bus stop.
4. 朗读下面的 tongue twisters, 绕口令。
1. When a doctor doctors another doctor, does he doctor the doctor doctor the way the doctor doctor wants to be doctored?Or does he doctor the doctor doctor the way the doctoring doctor wants to doctor the doctor?
2. Tom's got a lot of dots on his pocket. If he wants to wash off the dots, he will use a pot of hot water.
5. 朗读下列音标拼音比较 O 和 A 的不同。
Coat, cot.
Pope, pop.
Goat, got.
Poke, pock.
Boat, bot.
Cod, cod.
Dote, dot.
Coke, cock.
Bode, bod.
六，朗读下列单词，注意元音字母 O 的两种基本读音 O 和 O.
Ode, odd.
Bone, bone.
Rote, rot.
Joke, jock.
Lope, lop.
Note, not.
Mole, mall.
Tome, tom.
Pope, pop.
Robe, rob.
Code, cod.
Coke, cock.
的读法，发音要领。是唇齿摩擦音，又是清辅音。发辅音 f 时，下唇轻触上齿，气流由唇齿间的缝隙中通过，引起摩擦。看口腔图，跟读辅音 f。的练习：一、朗读下列单词
：fly, fry,
flown, frown,
flight, fright.
Flee, free.
Flute, fruit.
二，听录音，把下列音标根据听到的先后顺序进行排列，用 A, B, C, D 表示。
Pace.
Best.
Goat.
took,
daughter,
folk,
50,
coop.
三，朗读下面的 tongue twister 绕口令。
It's a paper cup of coffee made in a copper coffee pot.
V 的读法，发音要领。V 是与清辅音 f 相对的浊辅音，发音部位和发 f 音相同，只是声带要震动。看口腔图，跟读辅音 v。v。
v。
v 的练习一，根据音标朗读下列单词
verb veer
vice vow
victor vigor
void vapid
二，朗读下列音标分清 f 和 v 的读音
1. feign vain
2. face vase
3. fear veer
4. phone vote
5. face vase
6. safe pave
7. foul vow
8.Fair, fair.
三，根据音标朗读下面的 tongue twister 绕口令。
Every Friday evening, we eat fried fish at the free fish fry.
四，朗读下面的句子。
One, fortune favors the brave.
Two, don't always follow the fashion.
Three.I like very wet weather very much.
4. I'd prefer a face-to-face talk with my friend.
5. 朗读下面的 tongue twisters, 绕口令。
1. Five frantic frogs fled from 50 fierce fishes.
2. Elizabeth's birthday is on the third Thursday of this month.
3.Sandy sniffs sweet-smelling sunflower seeds while sitting beside a swift stream.
4. She sells seashells on the seashore. The seashells she sells are seashells she is sure.
5. An English fisherman wishes to get a foolish fish for a cold dish.
6. The ruddy widow really wants ripe watermelon and red roses when winter arrives.
7. Harris rarely reads literary reviews.
语调的练习，朗读下列句子，注意语调。A. 陈述句多用降调。
1. Last week, I went to the theater.
2. I could not hear the actors.
但陈述句中含有安慰、鼓励、疑问的意思时，可用升调。
3.Mother will be here soon.
4. It's all right.
5. He is taller than you.
陈述句中有列举事物或连串动作，则列举部分和连串动作用升调，终结处用降调。
6. They sell apples, oranges, bananas, and many other fruits.
7. I go to the washroom.Wash my face and hands, and brush my teeth.
陈述句较长，停顿处若意义未完，常用升调，终结处用降调。
8. Next time you are in Shanghai, come and see me.
9. Almost immediately, he began to complain about the weather, for even though it was in May, it rained continually, and it was often bitterly cold.
B. 特殊疑问句多用降调。
1. How long have you been here?
2. What's the date today?
3. Why don't you like it?
但表示客气关心时可用升调。
4. Where do you come from?
5. What's the matter?
C. 一般疑问句多用声调。
1. Are you quite sure?
2. Can't you see it?
3. Do you always get up so late?
D. 反义疑问句用降调加声调。
1. It is Friday today, isn't it?
2. There is no water on Mars, is there?
若说话人对情况已了解清楚，不需对方回答，则可用降调加降调。
3. It is Friday today, isn't it?
4. There is no air or water on the moon, is there?
E. 选择疑问句通常用声调加降调。
Do you speak English or French?
F. 祈使句用降调或声调，表示命令禁止用降调。
1. Open your books and turn to page 9.
2. Don't make any noise.
3. Tell him to come here.
表示请求劝说用声调。
4. Pass me the bread knife, please.
5. Don't trouble to answer it.
6. Come and see me soon.
7. Excuse me for one moment.
G. 感叹句多用降调。
1. What a lovely day.
2. How magnificent.
若感叹句含有疑问意思，用声调。
3. What?
4. Really?
读读听听练习，复述下列短语和句子，标出重音音节，并考虑重音音节和非重音音节是如何实现的，有哪些声音特征。
1. Driving test.
2. Car dealer.
3.Firefighter.
4. Smoke detector.
5. Walk down the path to the end of the canal.
6. Did he desert you in the desert?
7. I hope my garden will produce a great deal of produce this summer. Part 5. More practice.
更多练习。
Talk show.
正音脱口秀
Dialogue 1
在对话中的练习
Oh my god, the goat has eaten all the roses.
Does it often go to the garden?
Sorry, I don't know. It eats most things, you know.
I suppose it's got a long nose.
Oh, you must be joking, Bob.
No, I'm just showing off.
Oh, Bob, you joke a lot, don't you?
That's why I'm so popular, haha.
Come on, let's go home.
Dialogue 2.
V, 在对话中的练习。
Hi, Vincent. I'm leaving for Liverpool soon. Can you give me some advice since you've been overseas before?
Definitely. Are you flying there?
I'm afraid so, although I'm frightened of flying.
When was your application approved?
I received the confirmation on the 4th of February. Now I need to get a student visa.
That should be fairly easy.
Thanks for all the info.
That's fine. Don't forget to try some fish and chips there. Supplementary reading.
补充语篇朗读 Passage 1.
The fringe benefit of failure and the importance of imagination. Harvard University Commencement Address by J.K. Rowling.You might never fail on the scale I did, but some failure in life is inevitable. It is impossible to live without failing at something, unless you live so cautiously that you might as well not have lived at all, in which case you fail by default. Failure gave me an inner security that I had never attained by passing examinations. Failure taught me things about myself that I could have learned no other way.I discovered that I had a strong will and more discipline than I had suspected. I also found out that I had friends whose value was truly above rubies.
The knowledge that you have emerged wiser and stronger from setbacks means that you are, ever after, secure in your ability to survive. You will never truly know yourself or the strength of your relationships until both have been tested by adversity. Such knowledge is a true gift, for all that it is painfully won, and it has been worth more to me than any qualification I ever earned.
Passage 2. Never Surrender to Complexity. Harvard University Commencement Address by Bill Gates. I left campus knowing little about the millions of young people cheated out of educational opportunities here in this country. And I knew nothing about the millions of people living in unspeakable poverty and disease in developing countries. It took me decades to find out. You graduates came to Harvard at a different time. You know more about the world's inequities than the classes that came before. In your years here, I hope you've had a chance to think about how, in this age of accelerating technology, we can finally take on these inequities and we can solve them. Imagine, just for the sake of discussion, that you had a few hours a week and a few dollars a month to donate to a cause, and you wanted to spend that time and money where it would have the greatest impact in saving and improving lives. Where would you spend it?